today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
That's right, Burpee. What day is it?
It's Working Woman Wednesday, Jeff.
Go ahead. One more time.
Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you why.
All right. Let me tell you why today is very, very important. We have our good friend here in the Madhouse, Dr. Alicia Cobb, in the building from Building Endurance.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are here to talk about a very, very important topic, depression during the holiday season.
Two things, Jessica, for these people like, who is this? This girl ain't no doctor. So I'm a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Last name changed. So just Alicia these days. Alicia Tete.
Alicia Tete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
All right, ma'am.
Because also, last time you were pregnant.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Yes, and you've had the baby.
I have had the babies.
Oh, congratulations.
You had twins?
I did.
Oh, that's so dope. I'm a twin. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so dope.
Well, thank you so much for being here. New mom, new wife, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
And a very, very hard working woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to you because I have a friend who every year this time would get very, very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And one time she explained it to me and she told me that when daylight savings time hits and the sun begins to set at a different time and things like that, it kicks in. And there was a medical term around this. And I found this very, very shocking.
Yeah.
But I knew every year she would get very, very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, this is a medical issue that I'm dealing with. So talk to us a little bit about that.
So, Jessica, what you're referring to is seasonal affective disorder. So basically, a little biology behind it, we receive vitamin D from the sun,
mm-hmm.
right? So when daylight saving change happens and we have less sun, we receive less vitamin D. That plays a effect on chemicals that we have in our body, and then it makes us less happy or more depressed. Mm-hmm. So if you talk to people that live in states where they don't get a lot of sun, they may take like vitamin D supplements, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go to a doctor and you want to naturally address your depression, they may say take some vitamin D. So that is where that stems from. I know quite a few people who, and that's where that term like hibernating in the winter comes from. Like, I'm going to stay in because I'm not feeling well, or I want to isolate. It comes from like there's not as much sun. So it plays a huge role in our mood.
That's it. You know, when you hear about it, you may sort of, because you don't know about it or because you don't experience it, you're like, I don't know about this.
Right.
This sounds crazy. I don't really know about that. So it's interesting to hear the logic behind it and know that this is a real medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we want to talk to you about some other things some signs.
Yep.
That people that are depressed, and also how loved ones can help people.
Absolutely.
Throughout this holiday season. We're going to discuss that next. That's coming up with Dr. Alicia Tet.
It's okay.
Okay.
Tete
is a Working Woman Wednesday here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
That is exactly what it is. It is a Working Woman Wednesday, and we have our Madhouse therapist live here in the Madhouse with us, Dr. Alicia Tete. I did it.
You got it.
I did it.
You gotta wait for her to say, yeah, you did it.
I did it. Nope, I knew I did it. We're talking about depression during the holiday season. So my question to you is, if people are going through depression,
mm-hmm.
right? They're like, I know that I'm going through depression. I can't get to a therapist right now. Or what are some things that I can do to help me through it?
You know, research shows that even if something supremely traumatic happened to us as a child, as long as we have one healthy relationship, that can change the outcome for us.
Mm.
So one of the things that I work with my clients on a lot is making sure you have a natural support system outside of me. So even if you can't get to a therapist or you're not ready, you want to make sure you have one healthy friend outside of work, because you might commiserate about work. So definitely having one good friend. Number two, just having some go-to things that you know that makes you feel better, right? So whether that's going to the gym, for some people it's eating a good meal, taking a good bath. So having those go-to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Activities that you know is going to boost your mood in the moment. For some people, it might be faith. So it may be whatever or whatever spirituality that you practice, that can be another outlet for you if you're not quite ready to go and talk to a professional.
Okay, now I have a question, a two-parter. And what we were just talking about just now, as the friend or as that healthy relationship outside of their therapist or whoever it is they talk to, what should that friend do to help the person who is depressed? And for those who don't know that they may be depressed, what are some of the signs that they may be depressed during this
Good question.
Season?
So I'll do the signs first. Signs, definitely a change in your appetite. So you're either eating more than you regularly do or you're eating less than you regularly do. Same with sleep. If you see an increase or a decrease in your sleep, that's definitely a sign. Isolation, if you're normally out and you like hanging out, going to the movies, being with your friends, and then you just don't want to be around anybody, that's a sign. And then two huge signs, not feeling like yourself. Like, we all know how we are on a day-to-day basis, right? And then also not being interested in the things that you were interested in. If you find yourself like spontaneously crying, right? Not PMS outside of that, but you're just randomly crying, like nothing triggered you to cry. Those are some huge signs for you to know that you may be experiencing some depression.
That's a little scary for me, because like I feel like over the Thanksgiving holiday, I ate a lot. I slept the entire time, and I stayed in the house. And I'm not trying to make a joke of it, because I don't look at it as me being depressed. I look at it as me being tired. Do people sort of get them mixed up, or, you know?
They don't, because you're able to tell me why those things happen.
Okay.
For somebody who is
all
depressed,
right. Okay.
They can't tell me the antecedent. They can't say, this thing happened and then I felt sad. What they'll say is, I don't know why I'm feeling sad. I got a good job, I got a man, blah, 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 but I'm still just not happy.
Okay.
So that's very different than, I'm sad because someone passed away, or I got the itis, so I'm going to sleep.
Right? Okay.
So that's a huge thing. Now, if you are the friend, you definitely don't want to say, girl, you just playing. You just playing to be sad, like you're fine. You know, you want to ask them, hey, do you want to talk about it? And if they say no, then say, hey, let's go out and do something. Let's go get some food. I'll bring some food over. Let's watch a funny movie. So just getting them engaged and letting them know that you're going to be there for them and not leave them.
Wait, can you tell me what is a healthy relationship? Because you said that. And sometimes you go to someone, but you go to them because you know that they're going to be your yes man.
Yes.
Or you're comfortable with it. And they really aren't that healthy. So what is a healthy relationship?
I'm glad you asked that. So one of my platforms is healthy relationships, because I've experienced unhealthy relationships. So it's really important for me for people to know, what does it mean to be in a healthy relationship with someone, even if they're not intimate. So I mean friends and family, parents, coworkers too. In a healthy relationship, people are not testing your boundaries. So if you tell a good friend, like, you know what, I'm not spending no money this month, they're not going to say, girl, go ahead and buy that $1,000 purse. They're going to respect. And that sounds kind of like a cheesy example, but they're going to respect that boundary in a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship, when you're around them, you feel safe, you feel better, you don't feel like you have to walk on eggshells. Anybody you're around and you can't be your authentic, genuine self, that's probably not a healthy relationship. Anybody that you feel like you have to be different or you have to conform and be the person they want you to be, that's probably not a healthy relationship. I tell my clients all the time, if you can't, even if it's not even about trusting them with your deepest, darkest secret, it's about being able to be who you are. And that's going to be a huge indicator for you. It might be clear for some unhealthy relationship signs, like people are constantly crossing your boundaries, constantly making you do things that you don't want to do, coercing you into things, telling you they're putting limitations on you. So you can't, I don't think you should go here, I don't think you should do that because you're not really that good at it. Somebody that's constantly putting you down, that's not a person you want to hang around if you're feeling sad or depressed.
Madhouse therapist, our very own therapist right here in the Madhouse, Dr. Alicia, how can people get in contact with you?
So they can definitely just go hit me up on my website, www.buildingendurance.com. And also the same thing on Instagram and Facebook, Building Endurance PLLC.
There it is. Thank you so much for joining us on this Working Woman Wednesday, this hardworking woman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.